Two starfleets, both alike in dignity, in fair Silrain Arc where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where uncivil blood makes uncivil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth, with their death, bury the galaxy's strife. Also, we tell an unfathomable cosmic horror to go fuck itself in this story of woe, and Pax, and Korchev, and Esposito. Bonne nuit. Bonne nuit to you all. Which often I also look at things that I've already bought at like half price and I'm like, you fucking cunt. If you could sell it for that price now, you could sell it for that price 2 weeks ago. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
I just feel like John is forgetting about the stonks.
I don't feel I understand what you mean by the stonks.
I love how John's like our go-to guy for knowing everything about sci-fi, but as soon as it gets to memes, he's just like a 70-year-old man. How does one has a cheeseburger?
It's grammatically problematic. And if anyone's feeding their cats cheeseburgers, then I think that's animal abuse.
If anyone listening gets that meme reference, then welcome from 2004.
This is the thing, I actually...
Then. It's a bit of a dated one.
I actually do understand that one.
Of course you do, because it is a meme that a 70-year-old man would know.
But I don't like it. I understand
sure
it.
Sure you don't, John.
No, I fucking hate it. All the ones where there's pets spelling words badly just piss me off. Especially if it's a cat spelling a word badly. Cats are cleverer than us.
They're not. They've got tiny little pea brains.
Yeah, but they do a lot more with it than we manage with ours.
I refuse to accept this.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I like cats as much as the next man, John, but they're not smart creatures.
All right, but
chase lasers, for the love of God.
That's actually really bad for them. But let's move away from my weird cat obsession.
Yeah, sorry, we've got another half hour to kill before we officially start.
Well, yeah, there is that. No, I'm gonna dive in and do it. Recap.
Excellent.
I apologize for that burp.
It's staying in.
I was going to ask who that was.
So, last session, having managed to take control of the lower level of the command deck, you found yourself facing the fortified access to the upper level. A HUD. You managed to talk to the sergeant in charge, and you agreed that you and Rebook would surrender so that you could speak with the commander. Dumas followed, invisibly, and Dora remained hidden downstairs with Duo. Hud, Rebook, and Dumas were taken to the bridge, where they spoke to Doc and tried to convince him that Korchev was being controlled by an external force. Doc did not believe them, and instead had them arrested and ordered them taken to the bridge. Brig. Wrong word. Whilst you guys made your way down, Dora transformed herself into a disheveled-looking Korchev and intercepted them, claiming that she was the real Korchev and that Hud had rescued him. Her. That's confusing. She demanded that the sergeant take them to the bridge. The sergeant, thinking that this was above his pay grade and very confusing, left Hud and Rebook guarded and took Dora and Duo up to the bridge, followed by Dumas invisibly. Dumas then attacked the sergeant, whilst Rebook and Hud attacked the guards on the lower level. There was a fight on two levels. Dumas was essentially abandoned to fighting the sergeant and the turrets on his own, but the kill was claimed by Duo, I believe. So, you're now a little weary, but not as damaged as if you had tried to storm the fortified upper level, which is disappointing. And there is nothing between you and the bridge, besides a heavy blast door. So that's kind of where we're at. specifically exactly where we're at.
Okay. So we're just sort of standing over the bodies of the people we've... Because if I remember rightly, I think I headbutted at least two people to death.
Sounds about right.
Okay. How badly hurt is everybody?
I will say, as guards, they were all very ineffective.
Considering we were handcuffed as well, I'm fairly knackered.
I'll be honest, I'm not feeling very well at all either.
I'm not doing too badly, I've got to admit.
Who was carrying the healing ampule?
Oh, I am.
I have two.
Ooh. I've got a heal kit. That might be the ampule. I've written his heal kit, but I've not written what it does.
Yeah, I've got two med kits and two healing ampules.
I have nothing for healing anyone.
I don't think I've got anything. I think I focused on offense rather than defense.
Rebook, I'm just going to check because I'm pretty sure I know where you got the healing kit from.
It sounded quite good, but I've not written it down properly because it keeps refusing to save what I've typed in.
I also do have these healing hands. When I say hands, I mean my drone.
I've got mend and also emergency rations.
Ooh!
Anyone wants to like down a bunch of sci-fi good berries.
Bio, so it's actually, I think what you actually have is bio gel.
That sounds more sci-fi than heal kit.
Which contains, I believe, three doses of essentially a healing potion. It's 2d8 plus 2.
Ooh.
It can be swallowed or applied to the skin, which...
So oral or suppository?
Well, it doesn't specify, but I feel like based on the fact that it can be swallowed or applied to the skin, either works. It's really down to preference. Tom, as an aside, because I can't resist an aside, that vest you're wearing reminds me so much of the dress that I wore in How to Be a Man.
It is the dress you wore in How to Be a Man.
All right.
Glad we cleared that up.
Player can't do some D&D. Third D is the drag.
I actually wonder why we don't do that more often.
Dungeons and Dragons and drag.
I think the drag should come first, really.
Well, you and my priorities are very different. I think the dragon should come first.
Well, drag is the first part of dragon.
Oh, wow, that is a good point.
It's a lot of drag.
So drag, dragons and dungeons?
Yeah, drag, dragons and dungeons.
Oh, it's the trauma pack I've got. Yeah, I've got biogel and trauma pack.
I hear that, brother.
Hey.
Right. You need to know what the trauma pack does, then.
I have got that on there. That's 1d4 plus 4 HP, and I've got 5 uses on that.
Okay. All right, so you guys can heal amongst yourselves. I don't remember what hit points Duo was on. I don't think Duo actually took any damage.
If you want, I can send out a field salve for us. I don't mind using up a slot.
How many can you heal with field salve?
3.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm only down by like 8, so it's not a big deal for me.
I can get in on that.
Okay.
I'm down by about 15 health points.
I mean, it's only potentially plus 6 each max. So I'll send out a field salve to Reboot, myself, and Dumas. And that will heal you 4. 6. Perfect. Maximum.
That's all right.
Heal.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Can I collect all of my weapons and stuff from Duo?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Honestly, I don't need to use half of these things anyway.
You're a good friend, Duo. Thank you.
I mean, I'm just not shit. Who have you been hanging out with?
Ugh. It's been a long few months. So yeah, Hunt racks his grenade launcher and says, all right, guys, we've done it my way. I'm pretty much done trying to be nice and trying to be quiet. We can go as loud as you want now.
Well, me plan here was, before it all ended up in you know, me and Duo stabbing this guy up was Dora's disguised, isn't she? As Korchev. Is that right?
Yeah, she is.
So my plan was, if Dora stays disguised as Korchev and I disguise as this lieutenant here, then that doubles the credibility of our story, right?
I suppose, but you'd still have to explain us walking along with you.
Well, it's that or we go in with a grenade launcher, I'm just saying.
No. I'm stepping back. We've tried my plan. My plan was not a success. I'm open to all new suggestions.
I mean, we could try again with perhaps better plan than, hi, I'm Korchev. I was found in the cargo bay. Maybe a more extensive backstory.
So, okay, love this. As a fellow thespian, I'm happy to delve into the backstory. Go real method with it. You know, if you want to beat me up like I've been tortured or something, then, or maybe, you know, treat me poorly.
Give me a punch her in the face. Just as she says, you can beat me up.
Like, roll an attack with advantage, just strength and proficiency. I assume you can do hand to hand. You get advantage because Dora is mid conversation, not expecting to be punched.
So that is 16 to hit.
Do you know what? I think I've got 17 at the moment. Hold on. Yeah, I've got Vanguard and a responsive bracer, so that misses.
So I'm going to say, like, you still clock her, but... Oh, no, you're disguised as Korchev. You clock Korchev's chin, but Korchev is about a foot taller than Dora.
Hud says out loud, just literally the second after, like, his hand goes through Korchev's hologram. She goes, yeah, you can just imagine some bruises and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine this big old bushy beard. Korchev obviously doesn't have that in real life, but it is rather fabulous. I think you would, might agree.
Though I've got to admit, you can't give someone permission to hit you in the face and then dodge.
I didn't move. He just punched me through through Korchev. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, you could have leant down a bit, though.
I mean, but, you know, if you really want to make it authentic, maybe you should punch me in the face. Try again, Hud.
Hugson tries to punch her again.
All right, wrong to hit. This is fun.
Okay, then that is a 24.
Yeah, that hits. Damage is going to be just 1 plus your strength modifier.
Okay, so that is 3 points of damage.
You clock Dora where her actual face is. And Dora's face will presumably be a little bit bruised. But the image doesn't change.
I mean, she's going method, so...
Oh, yeah. Now I'm really getting into it.
She can act through the pain.
Maybe you should torture me a bit. Really take away the field salve that I just administered myself.
I'm just trying to help the gang's plans. Like, you guys were all very supportive of mine. I'm just trying to return the favour.
The gang tortures Dora.
Don't forget to mark down those 3 hit points you just lost.
I did, begrudgingly.
You said to do it again. That
was
your
idea.
While this is going on, Reboot's going to use one use of the trauma pack on himself.
That's the D4, isn't it?
Yeah, 4D4 plus 4. Oof. That's a lot of 4s.
Is that to repress the trauma of this interaction?
I think it's to repress the trauma of knowing all of you.
The psychiatrist pack.
Like, I think Reboot, as a nomadic, isolated creature on his own on the dark side of a planet, avoiding seed spawn and other dangerous creatures, was in a really good place. And then he met you guys.
He wasn't sure what social interaction was, and he doesn't think this is it, but he's got nothing to compare it against.
I resent that. I try my best.
Better. I'm also going to use one of the bio gels as well.
Just layering yourself in.
Oh no, I've got a healing potion, but I'm guessing it's not a potion. What does that do?
Healing potion, that's an ampule.
A healing ampule is 2d4 plus 2, I think.
Yeah.
2d4 plus 2.
Yeah, healing ampule.
I'm turning around to see, like, Reboot just covered it, like, literally, like, covered in, like, gel.
Yeah, like a Neo waking up in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Just head to foot in lube.
It's like you're greasing up to go back into the vents.
Yeah, you've shaved your head and everything.
I mean, that'd be incredibly painful for a Dendu. Shaving your head.
Yeah, it would. You're a little bit like Chang covering himself in Vaseline to go vent diving right now, aren't you?
And size-wise, I'm more like Danny DeVito.
Is that a new stereotype?
I mean, sick. If it is, then Ken Jeong definitely established it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it is. I think we're safe, at least until next year.
I mean, I was just quoting it. That's what Pierce keeps saying.
No, right, yeah.
Is that a new stereotype? No!
Okay, I'm nearly on full health. And lathered up nicely.
Reboot takes a step forward. And it's like in a cartoon when you're walking on ice and you're like, your legs out everywhere. You have to brace yourself against the wall, but then you slip down and smack your head against the wall.
Next time I'll use some water.
Why are you so moist?
Just one of those days.
Oh.
It's like a time and need to slip out.
Of what?
The manacles.
What manacles? Oh, yeah, the manacles.
I mean, that actually does make a small amount of sense.
Or into the manacles.
Shall we put the manacles back on you now? And like, you're our prisoners, and we've apprehended you. And then you can just
slide back out. This is potential plan.
I mean, yes, but hadn't they already apprehended us and then sent us to the brig?
Hood, I think you should just shut up and lather up, bitch.
Don't make me punch you in the face again, Dora.
Stop trying to add logic to gel-based scenarios.
Okay, you know what? Yep, fair enough. I said I'd roll with it. You guys, it's your turn to plan. I'm done being the Hannibal of the group. Let's see what you got.
I would like to use a healing ampule because I just got punched in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Reba's going to go to the top of the... was it an escalator or like a ramp?
It's an escalator.
A space escalator?
Escalator. This is actually
if it was a flat ramp, I was going to try and make a water slide out of it.
I mean, still try. I mean, we've got spare healing ampules.
I want there to be a way to make that happen, but there's not. I mean, there is.
Add a carrying crawler.
Now, you know what? You know what it is? There's just a button next to it that says remove steps.
So it's a wheelchair accessible.
Super happy fun slide.
I mean, I know I shouldn't, but when am I going to be here again?
There's that button. You can do it if you want.
No, this could only...
We can save it for later when we're being chased. It's part of the world now. He's made a terrible mistake.
Stand by it.
And this is why no ruler governs by consent.
Do you have something approaching plan?
Do you? What are you doing?
Well, I think Hood should grease up just like Rebook and get in the manacles, and me and Dumas will pretend to be, you know, I'll be Korchev, he'll be commander, whatever. We'll go in, we'll say we've apprehended these twats. And that's as far as I've got. Any suggestions?
I'm not going to say it.
And then Hood pulls out his grenade launcher.
It's essentially the same plan we had about 5 minutes ago, but we've punched him in the face.
Okay, new plan. I change into the guy that we just killed, rather than Korchev. And we just head back to the bridge, just me and Dumas to begin with.
I thought I was turning into the guy we just killed.
Oh.
Maybe you're both guy and it really confuses them.
And we can do ease the imposter, shoot him.
You can point at each other.
I think that's a really good way of doing the he's the imposter, shoot him, because you're both the imposter.
And I'll never see it coming.
This is the worst game of Among Us I've ever played.
That means you're the imposter.
I mean, we could just go in all guns blazing and hold the bridge hostage and use the bridge computers to work out where Korchev is and find
him
that way.
Don't get me wrong. We're inevitably going to do that. That's almost
but,
a given.
But the preamble is important. Fair enough.
Yeah. I feel like we need to, at least attempt a go at, something.
I feel like Dora really wants to make a performance and I don't want to take this away from her.
It's very, very fair.
This is my moment. And I will not let you down. As the great William Shakespeare once said, to be or to be.
Do you mean Toby?
Who's Toby? Is that one of our crew that died earlier in the thing? What? Don't confuse me.
Why is she talking to herself again?
Who the hell is Duo? I've decided I was being Duo. Duo is just like, do you mean to be or Toby? Pronunciation is the question. Pretty sure that's the line.
So Dumas is going to cast Alter Appearance and turn into the lieutenant who is guiding Adora.
All right, and that's fairly easy to do because his body is ragged in front of you. He's a sergeant, by the way. You can tell that by the sergeant stripes.
Oh, sorry. That's important.
Don't call him that. He works for a living.
Out of my head.
So, yeah, your illusion is a little bit more believable than Dora's. Dora's isn't far off, but Dora's met Korchev once.
It's a haggard Korchev that looks like he's been through the mill.
Yeah, which definitely helps a little bit. Like, the illusion is not perfect, but it's certainly an illusion. Because tricks are something whores do for money.
But I thought tricks is for kids.
Not those tricks.
So many tricks. How does one keep on top of this?
No, to be fair, Job does clarify something whores do for money or candy. So...
Is it something that whores do for money or candy, or is it something whores do for money or candy? Like, where does the comma go?
I don't know if comma makes much difference. What are you trying to turn it into?
I mean, is it something that whores for, you know, in exchange for money or candy, or is it something whores do for money, or it is candy?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, now I get you. I think it's the former.
Let's find out together.
There is only... to see this written down.
Oh, candy!
Just a quick question, DM. GM. Space M.
Space M.
Are there cameras in this corridor where this fight went and happened?
Yes.
Do we all turn as one to look at the nearest camera?
I mean, I feel this may be a spanner in our works, so to say.
Roll a quick intelligence check, all of you.
Not my forte.
Need my dice. I haven't even got my dice out, because we...
It can be.
You don't normally need them until 9 o'clock.
It can be a computer's check.
Oh, well, in that case.
I rolled a 5.
A 9 for Rebook.
Rebook, interestingly for you, I'll allow you to do an intelligence mechanics check.
Ooh.
Roll intelligence, but with proficiency, essentially.
Sweet. So that would make it a 15.
Okay. What did you get, Dumas?
23.
Dora, what did you get?
7.
Solid. Okay. Yeah, Dumas and Rebook, you... Recall what Hud told you about what happens to the bridge during an incursion, and you're pretty certain that none of the systems on the bridge work, so no one can access the cameras from the bridge.
Why don't any of them work?
So Hud explained that when the command deck is compromised on an Infinity Core ship, it's shut off from all of the systems. So the cameras work, and someone not in the command deck can see what's going on. But no systems, as far as you're aware, on the command deck are working. So no one can access cameras.
Oh, okay, fun.
So, whilst it was well remembered, it's, thankfully for you, not an issue.
So what are we doing?
Acting.
Well, instead of pretending that you're prisoners, because that doesn't really make sense, how about you just, I don't know, stay two sides of the door when we go into the command deck, and then when we signal, you enter and start shooting the shit out of people.
Okay.
Or if what my, you know, wonderful acting leads to us confronting Korchev, then, you know, just barge in and shoot the shit out of people.
This I can do.
Yep, like I said, supportive. Other plans.
All right. Describe to me what you do.
So, theoretically, Dumas, as the commander, is taking me up to the bridge to confront what's-his-face that Hood punched that time. Who?
Doc,
that's it. And trying to convince Doc and the rest of the bridge that I'm Korchev and the other Korchev is an imposter, basically.
I think that was a plan.
Okay.
There's Mosey.
Well, let's give it the inevitable bash then.
Dora just starts like doing exercises, like jumping up and down. Like does a bit of a jaw shake. Does a bit of a sirening. Right in Hood's face, basically, as well.
Hud loads his grenade launcher with intent.
Just really slowly.
Yeah.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Yep. Dunk.
Just maintain eye contact.
Dunk. Unique New York.
Occasionally, Hud occasionally mutters under his breath. Minimum distance. Minimum distance.
That's good. You
really takes a few steps back.
You warm up to Hud. That's good. That's a minimum distance, and she repeats it back to him. Minimum distance. Minimum distance.
What a to do to add 30 minutes to 2:00. A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do.
Hud starts grinding his teeth.
Right. I am ready, darlings.
Based on what you've said, Dora and Dumas, disguised as the sergeant and Korchev, a disheveled Korchev, walk towards the door centrally and then flanked by Rebook and Hud, who take up position either side. Duo's just going to hang back, I think, and, you know, watch as much as he can because he's not seen TV in a few years.
Well, no, hang on, Duo, like, you're a crew member, like, the more seeming crew members that there are, the stronger our case.
Oh, so you want me to come with you?
Do they know that you're with us?
I don't think so.
Right, well, probably can't hurt having another crew member with us, eh?
Yeah, sure, fine, cool. Yeah, all right, I'll be your game.
Well, in we go then. Is there some kind of secret knock that gets us in the bridge?
There's a doorbell, more or less.
It's no secret knock, but go on.
Just like a... Doo-doo. I guess, I'd describe it as a doorbell. And a little panel opens up in the door. And you see... you don't see anything, actually. A speaker with a press button. And you hear a voice coming through, says, "Who's this?"
We don't know his name.
A mouth to Duo.
Duo mouth back.
This is great for the visual medium, by the way.
God bless this visual medium.
Yeah. He was mouthing a word.
Yeah, but you didn't have your camera on, so it was quite difficult.
He's mouthing two spinning dots.
My camera is on.
What? Well, it's not showing.
Yeah. How's that for immersion, listeners? Even we can't see each other.
Now I understand how frustrating it is.
Hang on.
I cast mental missive, and I say to Duo, what the bloody hell is his name?
Can Duo just think it back to you?
He can.
Clay.
I then cast mental missive to Dumas, and I say, his bloody name is Clay. Clay, as in the C-L-A-Y, Clay.
So Dumas leans back into the intercom. It's Clay. That's me. I feel like that is how Dumas would pretend to do a voice.
Excellent.
At which point, you just see Duo look from Dora to Dumas and raise his eyebrow, and just his eyes go wide, and he just mouths, why?
Dumas has a minus one in performance, so I think that's the best he could do.
Okay, roll a performance or deception with... In fact, no, roll performance with disadvantage.
I don't know, the voice is spot on.
Two.
This door is probably going to remain shut.
But I'm transferring a prisoner.
I beg your pardon?
We've got a prisoner.
I sent you with a prisoner. You were meant to go to the brig with two prisoners.
This is a different prisoner. This is one that I think you will be very interested to meet. There's been a security breach in the command deck, and I'm trying to handle this discreetly. Hence, I might sound a bit different to usual. I don't want to arouse any suspicion.
You understand, though, that all you're doing is arousing suspicion?
No.
I think the door is going to remain shut. Eventually, there will be a security team arriving who will, assuming the bridge is not taken, rescue those of us on the bridge. You can stay there, that's fine.
You utter dolt, we are the security team.
You said, no, none of this, I'm, no.
I'd prepare the breaching charge.
I think you're probably HUD's friends. I think this is some really embarrassingly awful attempt at convincing your way onto the bridge, but it's genuinely awful. You don't sound anything like the sergeant. No.
Let me just send a little mental missive to Dumas to say, let me try, mate. Let's see if I can get my Korchev on.
Dumas just waves you in.
Is this Doc?
Yes, this is Doc. Who is this?
You recognize my voice.
You sound an awful lot like Admiral Korchev.
This is Admiral Korchev.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Listen to me, Doc. The man that has been wearing my face is not Rimas Korchev. I am Rimas Korchev. He's an imposter sent by Zamaron. I have been imprisoned by Zamaron for a few days. And this imposter has been running around giving orders to move things where they should not be moved.
There's a long pause, followed by a deep sigh. Roll a... You can do performance or persuasion. No, it's performance. Roll a performance with disadvantage.
Yeah, that's a critical fail. Five.
Look, it seems very obvious to me that you're with the person that was just trying to impersonate. It's baffling to me that you think that I wouldn't assume that you were there together. If you'd maybe left a couple of minutes between, maybe it would have been a bit more convincing, but I stopped talking to someone and then you... It just seems... I don't understand why you think that would work.
Look, I will have you court-martialed if you do not open this door.
I don't think you have the capability, the authority, the knowledge of how to do it. I mean, you can't even get into the bridge, so I think I'm... This... Have a nice day.
This is the case. I will see you in a second.
What happened to your accent then?
Me?
Yeah, it went very Ugandan.
I'm ill. Leave me alone.
I'm just liking the transition from like, from Russian to Ugandan to English.
From the admiral to the captain.
Nora suddenly turns into Idi Amin.
Oh. I've got to say that was probably one of the worst deception attempts collectively that I've ever experienced. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I Hud do have
from his corner at the door is just sort of waggling the breaching charge at everyone.
Should we see if they're deceived by this, Hud?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Take a step back from the minimum safe distance.
Yeah, minimum safe distance, everyone. Hud sets the charge, waves everyone back.
Reboot hits his shield belt.
Yep, probably wise.
Demolition charges.
Nora is sulking because she's just given the worst performance of her life. She takes 10 feet back and just like has a little cry, and it's audible.
I thought your Ugandan accent was very good.
You're not helping.
It was a great Forrest Whitaker impression.
Okay, so to set the charge, can you roll a wisdom check?
Sure. Can I add my proficiency because I'm proficient in demolition charges now?
Yes. Are you setting it to use a timer or a detonator?
A detonator. So that is a 17.
All right, yeah, sure. You managed to set that fairly easily. This isn't hard for you to do.
Yep, I reach into one of my belt pouches, pull out a couple of small earplugs, pop them in, cover my shoulder, give a thumbs up to everybody, and just shout, contact, and click the detonator.
Okay, I'm assuming that you've all taken cover.
Yeah, I would have made sure everyone was in cover before I did it.
All right, roll 4d6.
Okay, that is 12 points of damage.
Okay. There is a loud explosion, and you look round as the smoke settles and little bits of shrapnel have stopped flying everywhere. And you can see the glow of the door is starting to fade. It's going orange to grey to black. And there is a lot of damage to the door, but it is still there.
Fire two, and then I level my grenade launcher at the door, and I fire a... what do the lucent ones do again?
Oh, you're asking questions now.
I'm scrolling up.
I don't seem to have that saved on my laptop. It's one
not
of
the... screw it, I'll just use the force cannon.
I'm pretty sure lucent is like a flashbang.
Yeah, I'll just use the micro cannon instead then.
Yeah, what damage?
Force damage. It's already weakened, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that seen to hit?
Yeah, that'll hit a door.
Cool. And that is 10 points of damage.
Yeah, that's enough to blast a hole through the door. It's not a big hole, and it's right in the center of it. You've got an 8-foot hole that you can climb through.
And Hud's still shouting at this point because of the earplugs. Guess I'm going first. Hey, guys.
Mark.
After you.
Dora's still crying.
Well,
I'm gonna go in, okay? Cool. Hud starts walking forward with the grenade launcher at the ready.
Dumas follows him in.
All right, so it's about 15 foot to get to the door. Climbing through is going to take the other 15 foot of your movement.
Rebic's going to wait till they're on the other side before he crawls through them. Otherwise, it's going to get a very tight hole.
And as you do,
ooh,
you are fired at by a few people. They do terribly. Two of them are going to hit with 18, I think.
Yes.
Don't worry, they're not great fighters. Yeah, you take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
You can see who's doing this. There's four crew members that seem to be taking cover behind the consoles that they were working at when you were on the bridge before. You can see that Doc is crouched behind the captain's chair with a heavy rifle leveled at you, but he's not opened fire yet.
Can I say something? Because I haven't... I've only used my movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to shout, partly because I can't hear as much and partly because I'm kind of angry. Everybody be cool. Drop your shit. I'm not fucking around anymore. And I cock the grenade launcher.
Okay. You can use your action to dash if you want to get out of the way.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you don't need to dash all the way in. I'm just more thinking, like, if you want to let other people through, you still have your action.
Yeah. Can I dash in the direction of the techs who are taking pot shots at me with, like, my grenade launcher bared at them as I say this?
Yeah, you can. In order to actually reach them, you have to run past Doc, but you can move towards...
Yeah, I want to move in that direction, but not necessarily, like, right up to them.
They're in two directions. So, facing forward, there's two to the far left and two to the far right.
Yeah, in that case, I'm just going to head straight for Doc.
Yeah, you can pretty easily reach Doc. So you're like stood right in front of him. His heavy rifle is pointing straight at your chest. I'm not necessarily going to make everyone roll for initiative yet because I need to see what the rest of you are going to do. But, you know, 10 seconds to midnight.
Well, Dumas is going to follow him in.
Okay. Again, it's going to be... all of your movement to get through the door.
That's fine. Once he's through the door, he's going to just ready an action. You said there's two on the left, two on the right.
Hud's gone to the middle of the room, so there's two on the left, two on the right that aren't anywhere near anyone.
Are any of them like near any computers or anything like that?
They are all near computers.
Excellent. So, okay, I'm just going to ready an Arctic Lash spell. How far away from me are they?
They're about 40 to 45 feet. Like, you're not within range of them.
Oh, right. That's a big old bridge then.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm just going to move out of the way of the door so the other guys can come in.
Pile in. Anyone else doing anything?
Rebic moved up to the hole in the door, but I don't think we'd have had enough time to do anything but wait for them to move in.
Just sort of peeking through.
Yeah.
Dora?
Dora's going to kind of finish sobbing and then suddenly become really angry. She's really disappointed in herself, but she wants to take it out on somebody. She's going to cast a barrier on herself, which gives her +2 to AC. Then she's going to take out her double-bladed sword and make her way towards the hole.
Yeah, you can get through the hole, but you'd be just like in the hole.
Okay.
This is an interesting situation. Okay. So, Doc is going to lash out with the butt of his rifle at Hud. It's pointing at your chest, and he's just going to sort of swing it round and aim for your chin. It's not great. That is a 17 to hit.
Yeah, that's bang on my armor class.
All right, so that will hit. Improvised weapon, though, because it's not how rifles are meant to be used.
That is not how you use a rifle.
It's not how you use a rifle. That's 5 damage. And then he is going to back away from you and saddle to the right and take cover with 2 of the others. And then he's just going to say, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Can I respond?
Yeah, we're not really in initiative.
Okay.
We are like inches away from it, but I...
Okay, cool. So I'm kind of raised my own grenade launcher at him. I say, "Doc, you stupid..." Hang on. I pull out one of my earplugs and I flick it on the ground. I say, "Doc, you stupid bastard. Drop your shit. We've got you covered. You know what I'm doing. I just talked to you about it. If you're going to be a dumb shit and hold a grudge, that's your business, but don't get everyone killed on this bridge for it. I'm trying to be reasonable here. Drop your weapons. Leave us to do what we need to do. We'll find Korchev and we'll leave. It's as simple as that."
Roll an intimidation.
That's an 18, am I?
And he, keeping his rifle leveled at you, steps out from his cover and he walks right up to you. Lowers his rifle and sucker punches you. That's going to hit. That's a 20, not natural.
Okay.
So you take 4 points of damage as he socks you in the face and then places his rifle on the captain's chair. Fine. You aren't going to kill me, but you would definitely have killed these 4 crewmen, and they are nothing to do with you. So whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you think you're achieving here, you can try. But if it doesn't go the way you expect it to, you will not get off this fucking ship.
Hud clenches his jaw and he raises his fist. But then he lowers it. He just leans in close to Doc and he says, "We're even now. And if I want to get off this ship, I will. Even if I've got to go through you to do it." I lean away from Doc. I gesture to the rest of the techs. "Drop your weapons. Move into the center of the room."
Hang on a sec. You see 2 of them just throw their guns down, whilst another 2 just keep pointing their pistols straight at you.
Look at them and I just say, "Don't try to be heroes, boys. I will kill you where you stand."
And Doc just turns to them and says, "Just fucking put your guns down." And they just glance at each other a little bit. And one of them just lets out a sigh and just slams his pistol down on the top of the computer. The other one takes a little bit longer. You see him raise the gun and try and aim at your head like, You're a soldier, you're a bit of a marksman, and even you know that he's not going to hit you with that aim.
As he raises it at me, I draw my pistol and I point it at him. And I go, "You really want to do this?"
And there's a little moment of you pointing your guns at each other, and you can see he's clenching his jaw, you can see his temple is pulsing a little bit. And he takes a deep breath, and then he slams his pistol down.
"Come on then. Center of the room."
You can tell that this guy really doesn't want to give in, doesn't want to relinquish this. But eventually, after you've stared at him for a good 30 seconds, and Doc just turns round and glowers at him, he, not quite in a very teenagery way, but slopes his way in, folds his arms, and just stands there looking at you really pissed off.
I'm never sure if they pick him stupid or they just train him that way. Right, keep an eye on this lot. Dumas, do you want to take a look at the computers? See if we can get a bead on Korchev.
I am on it.
Rebook, maybe you want to run through some schematics or, you know, do some mechanic-y stuff that you do.
Thought you'd never ask. Shall we collect all the weapons first?
Sounds good. Dora, you can do that if you're guaranteed not to fuck it up in some spectacular way.
What am I doing? I'm questioning the crew on why they didn't believe my Korchev performance. Is that right?
Okay, I'll collect up the weapons. Don't worry about it.
All right, you can collect up the weapons pretty easily. Do mass and rebook, moving over to use the computers for anything. Remember that the computers are shut off, locked out. They have no access to anything.
Well, I'm stumped. Is there anything we can do to, like, rewire them or bypass?
I mean, it's got to be controlled from somewhere.
Both mechanically and computery. Yes, it is. Computer is a word, don't look it up. But in terms of knowing where that is, you roll an intelligence check.
Can it be a computer's check?
Or a mechanic check?
It can be either of them, actually, to figure out where the computers are locked out from and where the mechanics initiate the lockout.
23 on computers.
22 for mechanics.
You're both pretty aware that there's going to be a secondary bridge somewhere within the ship that controls this system. So in terms of computers, the lockout function is going to be operated from the secondary bridge. In terms of mechanics, it's going to be off the command deck, looking at how the functions flow, the communication channels through the computers, it would be somewhere between wherever the secondary bridge is and the bridge. So you know it's probably not on this deck.
Well, that feels like far too much effort.
Probably in hydroponics. I knew we should have gone there.
Let me describe the bridge to you, because I don't think you've properly seen it. Through the door, there is a sort of raised, grated metal platform with a step down onto the actual bridge, where you've got the captain's chair and the two computer consoles with two chairs behind them each. There are two doors leading out of the bridge that aren't the one that you came through, that are two other rooms. And there's the captain's chair, there's the two computer consoles.
Can I investigate one of the rooms?
Yeah, which one do you want to go to?
The one on the left.
Sure, yeah. You walk over to the door on the left. You press the access panel and the door slides open. And inside, you see Korchev in mid-conversation with... This is a very similar room to the room that you went into on the Promethean ship, where you spoke to Damson. It's glossy black walls with a raised central platform. Korchev has stood in front of that central platform, facing away from the door, and on that platform, you see this image of a creature with a squid-like head, and you can see there are a lot of limbs protruding. Dumas, you turning around, looking over Hud's shoulder, recognize this as the creature that you spoke to in the Zamorron Queen's chamber. As the door slides open, Korcho turns around and says, "What is the meaning of this? Doc, I was..." And then he just freezes. It's not like he's frozen in surprise at seeing Hud in the doorway. He just stops. And you see the digital image of this creature behind shifts its whole form and its gaze to you.
Let him go, you ugly piece of shit.
And what is your aim here? What is the purpose of this incursion?
I chuckles and says, "I don't know, we're sort of making it up as we go along, really. Boys, you probably want to see this." I call that to the outside. "Bring Doc. You don't mind having an audience, do you?"
Reboot gestures with his pistol to Doc and gets him to walk into the room.
And Doc fairly willingly obliges. "I have no wish to speak with you. You are all beneath me."
"Yeah, you're a squid."
"I would never like to be beneath you. You are creepy, and I've had sex with a lot of creatures in my time, but I wouldn't go near you with a 10-foot barge pole."
"Is this a figurative or literal beneath us? Are you, like, on the deck below?"
"First of all, I'd like to point out your obvious lack of comprehending of three dimensions.
Oh yes, you would be above. Yes.
Above you. Nonetheless, no. This is a figurative. You are lesser life form. It will be an honor to bring you into my empire.
No thanks.
We'll pass on that one.
I'm the kind of the captain of my own ship. I don't really take orders from weird tentacle people. I suggest you just release Korchev and fuck the fuck off back to where you came from. Mate.
Yeah, and we'll say no more about it. Otherwise, we're going to have to get nasty. And you won't like it when we get nasty.
Oh, fucking back off to where I came from is exactly what I'm doing. This space was mine before it was yours. I am reclaiming it.
Space is space, mate. Space is nobody's. You clearly lack the concept of freedom, mate. Space is everywhere. Go fucking find a little bit of it over in, I don't know, quadrant 3000 and fuck yourself in the ass, twat. We're not giving in to you.
Freedom is a very interesting concept, one that I do not think will last. This was mine before it was yours. It was mine before it was anyone.
Well, finders keepers.
Yeah. Maritime space law, bitch.
Hey, are the rest of the crew here in this?
I mean, the ones that are on the bridge are, yeah.
So you lot are just in league with this chap and that's all right?
They're all wide-eyed and shaking their heads. They don't seem to have had any idea that this was going on. This was not a conscious act of their behalf. It was Korchev issuing the orders, and Korchev is a puppet. A useful one, but still a puppet.
Time to cut the strings, you dipshit.
Oh, I would be happy to. At that, he reaches his arm into Korchev's back and twists, and Korchev's mouth opens.
Oh shit, he's here!
No, this doesn't quite make sense to you understanding what a digital image is. He reaches his arm through into Korchev's back and twists. And Korchev's mouth opens really wide and unnaturally. His eyes spark with this strange energy and this wave of chaotic force billows out of him towards you all. Can you all make a constitution saving throw?
When you said you were a puppet, I didn't realise you meant you were an actual physical on-your-hand sock puppet.
Just get that one, that zinger out as you roll a constitution saving throw.
No, that's not a zinger. That's genuine what seems to be happening.
I got a 15.
I got an 18.
7.
And that's a 6. Oh, sorry, yeah, 7.
Okay, Dumas is the only one that succeeds it.
Too many rolls.
Mm.
So everyone except Dumas takes 41 damage. Dumas takes
28.
Ugh.
Jesus.
Door is down.
Glad I held up. 41?
Yeah, 41.
Fuck me.
I'm down to 17 hit points.
13.
Like, you are all thrown back by this. And when you look back up, the creature is gone and Korchev is unconscious on the floor. Doc has been thrown out of the room. He doesn't seem to be unconscious. He's just thrown back and not moving.
There are two unconscious Korchevs on the floor at the moment, then. Just to be clear.
No, your concentration, you are no longer Korchev.
I am no longer Korchev. Oh, no, disguise, alter appearance isn't a concentration. It just lasts an hour. No.
Yeah, there's two unconscious cultures.
Reboot picks up the trauma pack again and go, oh, which one to save?
You go for the scraggly one, I'll go for the proper one.
Cool, so I'm going to use the trauma pack on Scruggly Dora to Korchev.
Okay.
For 15 hit points, you're back up to.
Nice.
I do have a healing ampule. I'm going to go over to Korchev and use the healing ampule on him.
Before you do that, roll a medicine check.
Minus one to this, sorry. That is a six.
A six. Yep, yeah, and then you use the healing ampule on him.
How much is that? The D6?
2D4 plus 2.
Yeah, 2D4 plus 2.
That is 9 points of damage back.
Okay, so as he is unconscious and you can't feed it to him, you just sort of rub it onto his face and it's slowly absorbed in. And he remains entirely motionless, like his eyes are just wide, staring up.
I start shaking. Come on, come on. Can't afford to lose you. Come on, wake up.
And nothing happens.
Is the creature still on the screen?
No, that's vanished.
So what's happening to Doc? Is he changed somewhat, or is he...
Doc is sort of propping himself up now. All the colour is drained from his face. His eyes are wide. You can see there's blood trickling down his forehead. And he's just mouthing words without actually managing to get any sound out.
So that energy that we just got blasted with hasn't... It's not like it's gone into him or whatever.
Roll an intelligence check.
7. I've not rolled above a 10.
You're not sure. You genuinely don't know if that's gone into him or if it was something else.
So is Korchev looking dead?
Korchev, it's hard to get a bead from. Like, from HUD's inspection, he has no idea.
I just sort of shout, guys, I think Korchev's dead.
My drone's got a proficiency in medicine. Can I get that to give him a once-over?
Yeah.
While he's doing that, can I just, like, rush to Korchev and, like, grab him by the lapels and just say, damn it, man, you have to live. Pax Andromeda loves you. And misses you. Live, man. Live for the love. Live.
Aren't you unconscious?
No, Rebook just got me up.
All right.
Something we're all very grateful for.
Why did you tell me to heal this one?
Does Korchev kiss Korchev?
Please, for the love of God, no.
No. Dora casts Alter Appearance and turns into Pax.
Oh.
That's not going to mess with anyone's heads.
And then proceeds to give Korchev the kiss of life.
For the love of God. What does the drone say?
I'd roll a 19 with the drone. It gives a disgusted beep boop.
Beep boop!
Korchev's dead.
Wait, so I just kissed a corpse?
I did say.
Wait, it was not for the first time, but whatever. I'll tell you that story another time.
What? No, never tell me that. Hud stands up, he just stares at Doc, and he says, I fucking told you. If you listened, this wouldn't have happened. This is on you. Who's next in command?
You visibly see him gulp. You hear it. It's almost cartoonish. And he says, What the fuck was that?
We told you it's a creature from another dimension that wants to open up a gateway back into its own world. It can reach out and control people, as you've seen. It's been manipulating you and the rest of the Infinity Corps through Korchev to bring the Crucible into the well of the sun of this system so it can use it to power up, I think, the Crucible to open up that gateway. Who is next in command? We need to get to them, make sure they're not compromised, and get them to move the Crucible back into place.
There's no other admirals. The Admiralty is gone. It's Me, I'm... And he lowers his face a little bit and his eyes widen. I'm the commander of the Infinity Corps.
Well, we're really fucked now. Right then, Admiral, you know what to do.
I can't. This isn't just an Infinity Corps fleet. We moved it. We're guarding it, but it's the Eldori that are aboard the Crucible. The Eldori are guarding the Crucible. It's a smaller fleet, but it's...
Are you not normally in charge of this fleet? Was Korchev not?
Of the Infinity Corps, it's... Clearly, I don't understand the politics of the situation. Fucking clearly, I don't have an idea of that. I don't know. The Eldori 7th Fleet is in a tighter perimeter around the Crucible. They're the ones guarding it.
Hud raises his hands above his head and just screams for a second. He just says, look, I'm not fighting my way through another fucking fleet. I'm not jumping through space again. I'm not landing on the side of another motherfucking ship. And I am not going to wrest control of another goddamn fleet from this fucking squid thing from the realm beyond. Open a channel with the Eldori fleet. Do something, for the love of God, man. If you don't, then I will.
I'm struggling to believe you don't have a proper chain of command and that this kind of situation is not something you could have prepared for.
Oh, you mean to say that you're surprised that we didn't have a contingency plan for in case the entire Admiralty bar one Admiral gets wiped out and there's one Admiral left and he seems to be being controlled by something from another dimension? You're surprised we didn't plan for this?
Aye, exactly that, you lippy shit. Exactly that.
It is called chain of command for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you have one person at the top, you figure out who's next for a contingency plan. Jesus Christ, no wonder you lost this war.
Yes, I'm next.
So the fate of the galaxy is in your hands?
All I can do is I can command the Infinity Corps fleet to attack the Eldori fleet. That's all I can do.
Wait, they're your allies, you fool. Communicate.
How do we open up a line of communication with the Crucible?
He taps a little button on his forearm computer and says, this is Doc. Systems have been restored on the bridge. Please restore controls to the command deck. And there's a little pause. And then the computers flicker to life on the bridge. And he says, we can open communications with the Eldori fleet, but they joined us of their own volition, so either they're controlled or they are complicit.
I think, mate, it might be a good idea to open up communication system-wide, if that's possible. Include everybody, so everyone can hear this out. It's time to band together rather than this stupid fucking blockade that's going on. Get everybody involved. If the Eldori are mind-controlled, then we can face it together.
I can drop our communications blockade. We'd need to hope that the Conclave do the same. But yes, fine.
Well, hold on a second. This thing here, and I point to the communications relay that the squid thing was on. This is a direct line to the Promethean ship, if I'm not mistaken. Can I try and access Pax? Pax is going to call Pax.
You ask him this question and then without waiting for him to answer, walk back into this communications room.
I'm going to grab Korchev's body and move it out of line of sight of the thing.
So start poking at computer settings. Roll a computer check.
I'm going to amplify ability.
Okay.
What? It's another critical fail.
Yeah, you poke at some buttons, something shorts out, and you take 2 points of lightning damage as something sparks and hits you, and you back off and yelp.
Do I accidentally patch myself back up to Cthulhu? Wherever he was.
What are you trying to do there?
I think he was putting USB into the wrong socket.
That wasn't the USB.
I forgot that you're very good at computers, Jonas. I was just trying to patch through to PAX and get him to lift the communications blockade.
If you need help, just ask. Bloody hell.
All right, sweetheart, do your thing. And I slap Dumas on the ass.
Okay, can I try and do that for him?
Yes. You can roll a computer check.
That's 17.
For a complicated communications network, it seems like a fairly easy patch to make. And you manage to connect with the bridge of the Promethean ship. And there's a couple of minutes of just this, the light in the center of the room just pulses. And you get the feeling that this is the equivalent of like the phone is ringing. And after a little bit of time, you see Pat just arrive in the center and says,
Damson, how are you doing? This is Korchev's room. Hello?
Sorry. Pass door on.
Hello, Pax. Don't be alarmed by the face that I'm wearing. This is your old friend Dora, who you met not a day ago. But look, this is how attractive you are.
I am beautiful, it's true. So this means you didn't die.
No, we're all okay. We've got to the bottom of the Infinity Core problem. We're just about to lift the blockade, communications blockade on this side. It'd be good if you could do the same on the side of the Conclave. We've got some important announcements to make.
I can do that.
Dumas just sort of coughs and points towards Korchev's body and be like,
So, Pax, I've got a bit of bad news as well. Not sure how you're going to react, but Remus, Korchev, he's dead.
There's a long, drawn-out silence. And his face doesn't seem to move very much. He just takes a breath, clenches his jaw a little bit, moves his head away so that you can't see his eyes, and says, "I'll drop our communications blackout." And then his image just disappears.
I think we may have sent him off on a murderous spree as well. Not sure if I... No, I do. I like that.
To be honest, with the state of the rest of the wet blankets around here, I reckon that might be a good thing.
Yeah. Speaking of wet blankets, do you think we could raise Damson on this thing? I think it might be good to keep him in the loop.
I don't see why not.
He might be able to help us out with ending the wider blackout as well.
All right, can I try and patch? Obviously, I have a line to Damson, but that's only when the communications are up. Can I do it on this machine as well?
You can do a computer's check to do it on this machine as well.
Oh, right. Jesus. Just move out the bloody way. Who are you trying to call?
Ghostbusters?
Maybe. I mean, that squid thing did look a bit like a weird translucent ghost. So, are we fighting ghosts? Space ghosts? What are we fighting?
Coast to coast.
Ghosts. Let's put a line through to Damson and have a little chat.
Right, so I'll try and call up Damson for you.
Roll a computer check for that.
It's only a 13, so it's not great, but...
You can't quite manage to raise him on this.
Can you do it with advantage? Because obviously he's my...
He's our ShadowNet contact, I suppose.
So, to be fair, based on the fact that Pax is about to drop the communications blackout, yeah, you can do it with advantage.
It's a 15.
That is just enough. An image flickers in, and it seems to be coincided with the fact that both sides seem to have dropped their communications blackout. It's a slightly fuzzier image than you had with Korchev, but yeah, you bring this up. And again, there's this pulsing white light. And then Air Force One Harrison Ford stands in front of you. Yes, what? Oh, it's you. You're not dead. Good. I suppose. Hello.
Oh,
hey. You want to take this one, Hud?
Yeah, sure. We aren't dead. You're right. Well spotted. But unfortunately, Korchev is.
Oh, dear. I rather like.
Yeah. Our suspicions were correct. He was under control of the entity thing, for lack of a better word.
Xenotyrum, I believe, is the word.
Bless you. So the thing, basically, it said that it's trying to get back into this world and it is trying to take over. Basically, we've got just a complete idiot, and Hud jerks his thumb over his shoulder in the vague direction of Doc, who's now in command of the Infinity Corps fleet. That's an issue in and of itself, but apparently the Eldorai have the inner perimeter on the Crucible. We're sending out a broad message to try and convince them to stand down and bring the Crucible back in line. But judging from what we know about the Eldorai commanders, that may or may not be something that happens. If it does look like we're going to have to go in a little hot, can we count on some assistance from you? I know you probably can't provide us with much physical stuff, but it seems to be you've got a fairly strong kind of technical base, so maybe you could mess with their communications, something like that, something to help us should things go bad and we need to move against them.
I'm sorry, Hud, I'm not quite sure what it is you're asking me to do. I don't object to helping, I just... You want me to stop them communicating?
Anything you can do to help, basically, if we need it. Can we count on you to do it?
That's a very vague question. I suppose the answer's not no. I'm quite happy to lend support. It's, I suppose, going to be very situational. I don't...
I mean, can you provide us with any information that might be useful... So on the Eldorai command, do you know much about them?
I mean, I know it's the 7th Fleet. They're a fairly elite group commanded by your friend Dora's father. Most of the command structure tends to be members of the sect of the Great Wheel, a fairly fanatical Eldorai sect.
Right, so basically we're trying to deal with a bunch of religious fundamentalists. So this 7th Wheel, is this like one of your nicer cults? Do they believe in sharing and cooperation and generally being good to other people?
The answer is not yes or no. They believe in balance. They believe that the universe is out of balance and that balance needs to be obtained in some way. Really, it depends on how hardcore a believer in the Great Wheel you are, as to how far you're willing to follow this and support a balancing act.
Okay, well, that's an incredibly vague belief system, but okay, I guess. Right. Yeah, true.
Dora, you've overheard this conversation. Can you quickly roll a history or law check? With advantage for reasons you don't fully understand.
Sounds about right.
That is a 19.
On hearing Damson start talking about the set to the Great Wheel, you sort of get this horrifying flashback into your childhood and seeing your father meeting with other officials high up in the Eldorai Navy. You start remembering snippets of your father talking to you about the Great Wheel and about how the universe needs balance and how every century or millennia an event needs to occur and balance must be restored. And you remember How old is Dora again?
Let me just double check. She's 156.
Okay, so you remember from your early hundreds a conversation with your father about how the Shattered Tower was meant to be an event that brought balance, and it was interrupted. And as despicable as the Lorendi are, that was their moment to serve the universe, and they failed. And some reckoning, some event needs to occur to bring this balance back.
Dora just kind of like snaps out of it and goes, "No, Daddy, no!" Looks around. Sorry about that. Just what the hologram was saying about the wheel and all that reminded me of what my father was talking about long ago, about bringing balance to the universe. Some pretty fucking super villain shit, basically. Sounds to me like they want to wipe out a certain amount of species, perhaps, to bring, I don't know, balance in terms of resources back to the remainder of... I don't know. Basically, it's not good.
Snap, if you will.
Yeah. That's like a popular culture reference, isn't it, from one of those movies back in the day? Yeah. I think the Shattered Tower was an attempt to bring that balance to the universe, but obviously the Epsilon Shift followed that. So I think now it's our turn.
Danson chimes in and says, "Yes, that does make sense. They probably overcalculated the balance if they've started serving a Xenoterium. It's less about balance with that thought than utter domination and death and destruction. So misguided fools following misguided fools, following evil dictators, you know, that sort of thing.
Classic.
It's hardly relevant to this day and age. I would recommend, if I may, you stop this."
Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, sorry, I'm a little bit distant from this. My sphere of influence tends to reach academics and criminals, not military types. Looks like, I don't know, maybe you can get the Conclave on board. It seems like Pax is already sort of engaged, as I can see that a lot of his ships are sort of powering up. So, I don't know. Seems like he's pissed off about something.
So we should, how you say, make them drink the Kool-Aid.
I mean, Jesus Christ, pretty good. Okay.
Is Kool-Aid some sort of Dendu / Dwarven drink? Is that something you drink?
I'm 90% sure it's what happened to my species.
No, you've met them.
Onunenda.
Oh, right. Okay, I see. Yes. Those particular Dendu. Well, I mean, I suppose it's up to you.
Oh, God. We're doomed.